We'll get started, I guess. I think, you know, where we are in the preseason camp, it's a good week for us to get back and really focus back on getting better as a team. We've had, you know, the extra trip to Atlanta. We've had the kind of, for some of the veteran guys, kind of the breaking of camp, the moving out of the hotel type situation a week ago. And now we have an opportunity really to just, you know, get back and focus and get better at football, be it by player, by position, and by group in all three phases. So I think it's the timing is good. We're pretty good, you know, where we are physically is good. And just moving is coming into this weekend and getting an opportunity to get some guys to play a little bit more, a little bit less, depending on their situation.
Brandon, looks like he'll be happy where he's at and looks like he'll play Saturday. Or
Brandon
Thompson, sorry.
I'm not, you know, we'll see how he goes this week. Yeah. The hope was that he'd be able to play some this week, but we'll see how it goes.
There's only so much you can do to, you know, there's a lot of luck involved in the winning injury and all that. You seem to have orchestrated, you know, things pretty darn well at this point for that situation. I mean, you feel pretty good about that.
Next question.
Knock on wood hard.
Just lucky to stay lucky.
Marvin, another preseason game, another sack for Dante Moak. When healthy, it seems like he's displayed that ability to get to the quarterback. Can you talk about how he's doing?
Well, I think he's, you know, he's been back and forth between outside linebacker and defensive end. And I think he has produced in these preseason games. He had an opportunity, you know, as we've given him opportunity other times, it hasn't been the same. Hopefully, you know, he continues to produce, you know, when it counts, if it counts, you know, against people that are more likely to be around on another club's 53-man roster, so he can be productive for us, or prove that he can be productive on Sundays.
Much improvement have you seen from Dan Heron just from the offseason through camp?
I think Dan has done a really good job. I mean, I think his, you know, he's such a hardworking guy, and I think that's continued to pay off for him, you know, getting, you know, opportunity. And he had a nick or so last year in camp, and so this year he's been, you know, healthy throughout, and was obviously the rookies in their chance to be a part of the whole off season. And I think Hugh's done a great job with those guys, getting them up to speed and being able to plug them in.
Quickly picking up special teams for any young player attempting to find a spot on your roster?
Well, I think they can make the biggest splash and really turn the most heads that way. And because, you know, when you look at guys who get here different ways, but in order to prove your worth is what you would do on Sunday and being part of the 46-man club team that goes out there on Sundays. And that's, you know, that's important to us. Very few of these guys were, you know, special teams players much in college after their, you know, first or second year at school, because most of them have been 2-3 year starters, so they haven't played as much. Obviously, the college team has more players suited up on Sundays, so there's these guys that most times haven't had a lot of opportunity to do that. You know, maybe one team or so. Sometimes the defensive players, defensive backs, maybe, but you know, even the linebackers haven't done a whole lot because they're just carrying more people that way. I think that, you know, first of all, the speed of the game, you know, I think it's a fast-paced thing. There's a lot of open field opportunity. So your hand placement, your feet, your hips, and where you belong is all important, because the other part of it is, you know, we can't get penalties. And so that is, it's the execution of your job, but the execution of it penalty-free and air-free. So I think it's, you know, that. Now then there's some naturalness comes to in the coverage teams and the ability to run the field, have good vision and feel, separate off a block, and then finish by making a tackle. Well, they have, but if you look around the NFL, there's guys that have been in that situation. If you're deserving, you're going to get another opportunity. I mean, Corey Lynch and started his career here and was playing in San Diego, Tennessee the other night. And one of the guys told me, Nick Hayden, who did a good job for us here a few years ago, and I think we released him last camp. I guess he's in Dallas now. So I think there's, you know, guys that, you know, like you're saying, these guys that are deserving and big-hearted and give their all out there, you know, I think people recognize that. They're getting an opportunity to play for us, and, you know, so they're on video.
It comes down to those last couple roster spots, though. How much is it between potential down the line and what he can do for you?
Well, you got to weigh it, Joe. I think you got to weigh it, and part of that is the 46-man roster and so forth, you know. And the way I look at it is if I woke up tomorrow and didn't have that guy, you know, how would I feel, A or B, you know? And like, between you and Jeff, if one of you weren't here tomorrow, which one I'd be more disappointed in, you know, kind of thing, you know? I'm going to not divulge that, Dan. But, I mean, that's what you have to look at it as. You have to look at it almost like that, you know, that tomorrow and then a week from now, you know, who would disappoint you the most, you know, if they were no longer on the team and, you know, and how that fits and going into Sunday, you know, how would we be going into Sunday without that? And then if we had one injury at the position, how would we be? You know, so, yeah, it is. It's difficult that way because, you know, it's – it's not clear cut. It's not really clear cut.
There's no right or wrong answer.
There is none. There is none. And but the players always have a good answer for it. They always say it's a business. And the business of it is it's not really clear cut. You know.
But it's part of the business too because you.
Yeah.
You know there are a couple guys that if you did expose them through waivers and stuff, there's a chance to get them through. And there's those couple that if you didn't.
May you have a chance to get him back.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Plus, young means cheap, too.
Well, I don't know about because we're not in a situation that way. Young, hopefully, young means longer tenure. You know what I mean? But, you know, that way. And possibly healthier. You know, I mean, some of that has to go into play.
The upside deal, you know, it's like maybe a guy's been with you 2 or 3 years, you know what you got. And the upside of the young guy, and trying to determine, okay, how much upside is there this year? How much more can I get out of this
right.
season as opposed to, you know, the following year or the year?
Well, that's the key thing is where's the upside potential? How will we be, you know, standing here a year from now? You know, what would we be feeling about? And, you know, so I think that's key. And then, like you said, balancing who can help you win tomorrow. Because obviously we're in the NFL and tomorrow's important. You know, we got to win right now, today, getting it done today, and that's, you know, to me that's really important. And with what we do.
Now you're still in a camp mode for the most part, but how much of this week, since the third game is considered a dress rehearsal, that it kind of takes on a little bit of a normal week as far as gameplay?
Well, I think we're trying to get the players more into that kind of mode. You know, the coaches will stick to the plan that we basically put forth in June, you know, end of May and June, that this is what we want to do each of these preseason games. You know, this is the plan, how we want to play it. And these are the things that we want to feature here and here and go that way. And I think, you know, there's a little bit of evolution that comes, you know, from that. But I think that's still the key element. And try to get the players, the rules in the preseason for players stuff is a little different than it is during the regular season. So keeping that in mind, we're as close to the regular season schedule for these next 3 days as we can be. And, you know, get the players a little bit in tune to that, you know, albeit it's a little different because you have a lot of young guys who, you know, we're still feeding them meals, you know, all the way through. And, So, you know, with all that being said and trying to balance that out, and but I think it's a good opportunity for us to kind of, as I said, recharge, our refocus for our guys, and they know what's ahead now. You know, we're, 19 days away, something like that now, I think. And, you know, they know, you know, what's ahead of us, and that's the kicking off the season up there in Chicago. I think it's a good, great environment. I think it's a big physical football team. You know, we played them in the Hall of Fame game and before the 2010 started that preseason, and then we played them again last year. So we know they got quality players throughout. They got a great quarterback. They've got talented wideouts. They got big-time guys that rush, a big, strong running back, you know, athletic linebackers and good cover guys in the back end. And so I think it's a great challenge. Going up against these guys. We'll get chances, you know. Many of us have not been to the Cowboys Stadium, AT&T Stadium, so it'll be an opportunity to see that for the first time. And so, you know, I think it'll be it's a good week for us.
Barring any kind of setback, do you expect A.J. Witt to see action?
They have a chance to play. We'll see.
Is it important to have that whole first group together at some point in the preseason?
You know, again, if they weren't going to be together, I would tell you it's not important. So if they are going to be together, you know, I'm not going to answer any differently. You know, it is what it is, and we'll get as close as we can, you know, to it as we can be. But I know both guys would like to play, and I'll kind of determine that later in the week.
In terms of Porter, how severe of an injury is it to the shoulder?
Well, he's got a shoulder injury, and we're just, you know, kind of been listening to the doctors and seeing how he responds and comes around. To the treatment that he's having, you know, and I wish he has not turned the corner in that yet. You know, we hopefully he can, over the next, you know, few days, he turns the corner and we can get back some progress and getting back, you know, on the field, at least moving around a little bit and then go from there and see. But we've had guys who've had this kind of shoulder injury before. Some guys can play with it and not be an issue. Other guys have not been able to. So it's just a matter of how he responds and how physically it you know, his body works to it.
What about Andrew's getting a cast off this week?
I think Andrew's going to see the doctor and then they'll evaluate what happens with, you know, from there. But yes, he will see the doctor this week and Andrew Hawkins, and then see what the next step is. You know, he's not going to be, he'll be in some kind of apparatus, whether it's a cast, a boot, you know, something. He's likely to be in something here for the next couple weeks still, just so he doesn't injure himself, you know. But at least they'll be able to begin some therapy and some, you know, things that way.
Tanner Hawkinson seems to be advancing.
He seems to be doing well. You know, I'm not sure how sore he is today. I know he worked hard last night. And, you know, we got Frago out back out there again and Brandon. So, you know, it's just, you know, but I they've been on track to what the medical people have said as far as their timeline has fit pretty good. And so I just think we have to just kind of stay with the timeline of the medical people. And these kids want to get out there and prove they're ready to go.
Carlos is back on track, too, because he was out
there. Seems to be, you know. You know, obviously these are touchy things. So, you know, but, you know, it was good to see him, and he's out this morning, participated. So, you know, hopefully we continue to move forward.
How do you fight that balance you have with the young guys that know they can't make the club in the tub, so they want to go out there? But, you know, medically the doctors are saying, hey, it's dicey. How do you balance all that?
Well, they've got to prove, I think, you know, as we've said every time, that their return to play, you know, protocol, we've got to meet that first. That they do the things with the PT and with the training staff and then move from there into the strength coaches before they're ever cleared to get back with the position coaches and then ease them through the practice, you know, kind of like we did with AJ. You know, first step he had to clear through Nick and then through Chip and what he's asking him to do, and then we eased him in a little bit last week and first day with just individual stuff, and then, you know, where before you let him in with the team. And so we just got to kind of go through that process, and I think it's the same thing with these guys. Otherwise, you know, then you know, and we go through the same thing during the season. That way the coach knows, the coordinators know who they can count on. And you're not going to buffalo us by thinking I'm ready to play, and then we assume if you haven't gone out there and showed us that you can go through those steps, then we, unfortunately, we got to prepare without you, which is, you know, hopefully you'll be back the next week, and that's part of the NFL.
Thank you.